the word spiritual because I thought, well, if they're spiritual, they're not going to help me any. I need some natural blessings because I can't fill my gas tank up with spiritual gas, and I can't pay my house payment with spiritual money, and I can't heal myself with spiritual aspirin. I need some natural physical blessings. And I said, God, it'd be nice if you'd have given us a few natural blessings. And the problem that with that thinking is that we think that spiritual things have no effect on natural things. But if you really dig into the Word of God, you find out that all physical things came out of the spirit world. In the beginning, it said God, who is a spirit, created the heavens and the earth. And even when the earth was full of chaos and there was darkness on the face of the deep, it was the Word of God. God said, let there be light, and there was light. It was the spiritual words coming out of God, who is a spirit, that literally reorganized the sun, the moon, the stars, the cows, the fish, the whales. Spiritual things are the father of physical things. So if you have all spiritual blessings, you have the ability to operate in dominion in the natural realm. Jesus said this, he said, seek you first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. In other words, if you know how to dominate in the spiritual realm, then the natural realm will follow suit. So we need to thank God it is spiritual blessings, and we're going to find out here in a minute that the actual blessing of Abraham is the Holy Spirit. It is spiritual blessings. The blessing of Abraham is not things, but it's literally a person. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14. Galatians chapter 3, verse 14, well, 13. Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, praise God, having become a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come upon the Gentiles, that's us, in Christ Jesus. Now, what is the blessing of Abraham? That we might receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. The blessing of Abraham is literally the promised Holy Spirit. Praise God. When we receive the Holy Spirit, we literally receive the same supernatural empowerment to be blessed as Abraham himself. Amen. Praise God. Thank God for receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Then we look at Romans. This is review from last Wednesday. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 through 17. Just establishing the fact that the Holy Spirit is the blessing of Abraham. Yes. Romans chapter 8, verse 14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage, again to fear, which is religion, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself, some older translations, I think the old King James says itself. So we used to run around talking about the Holy Spirit as an it. But the Holy Spirit is God, and he is not an it. The Holy Spirit is a him. He's a person, praise God. You don't have to have a body to be a person. Amen. And so the Holy Spirit has a personality. Anyway, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And if children, then heirs. Hallelujah. Heirs. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. If indeed we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Now, what does it mean? Notice in verse 17 that if we're children, then we're an heir. But then he goes on to say, an heir of God and joint heirs. Joint heirs. Yeah, joint heirs with Christ. That means that whatever Christ inherited, we inherit. Whatever Christ received in his resurrection, we receive the same identical thing. We're not a sub-heir of Christ. We don't receive a part of what Christ received. We are equal heirs. Whatever Christ received, we have received. Well, what did Christ receive? Acts chapter 2, verse 32. This verse has really not been preached. I've never heard anyone preach it. I've not heard anyone explain it. I've not heard anyone teach it. But here it lies. Right in open view, it tells us what Christ inherited when he rose from the dead. Acts chapter verse 32, therefore, being exalted to the right hand of God, that speaks of his resurrection and his ascension, and having received from the Father the promise of the Holy Spirit, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Notice that Jesus, when he was ascended back to the throne of God, he received something. He received his inheritance. And what was the inheritance that Jesus received? He received the promise of the Holy Spirit. Now, and then when he received it, Peter said, he poured out this which you now see and hear. Well, what were they seeing and what were they hearing? Well, they were hearing a bunch of uneducated Galileans speaking fluently in other languages. These men heard these uneducated Galileans as they were speaking with tongues. Somehow there was a miracle in the air, and it got translated into different languages that those Galileans had never learned and never spoken, didn't know what they were saying. And yet here they are speaking with tongues, and it became discernible to these people. But notice that Jesus first received the Holy Spirit when he ascended on high. Now, isn't that strange? Jesus, the Son of God, received the Holy Spirit, who is God. How does God receive God? He doesn't. Jesus received the Holy Spirit as a man. He ascended on high as a man. He was resurrected and ascended as our agent, as our representative. So when he sat down at the throne of God, he received the Holy Spirit as the head of the body. And when he received the Holy Spirit as the head of the body, that inheritance also belongs to the rest of the body. So when Jesus received the Holy Spirit, was filled with the Holy Spirit at the right hand of God, we saw the exact same thing happen on earth on the day of Pentecost. When he received the Holy Spirit in heaven, we saw the manifestation of that reception in the upper room on the day of Pentecost. What was happening in heaven was also happening on earth, which brought to pass the word, "Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven." The baptism in the Holy Spirit is the kingdom of heaven showing up on planet earth. Amen. Praise God. So every time that we flow in the gifts of the Spirit, every time we speak with tongues and pray in the Spirit, it is literally heaven manifesting itself on earth. It's a heaven language, a heavenly language manifesting among men. Glory be to God. So that's what it means that we're joint heirs with Christ. We receive the same Holy Spirit, the promise of the Holy Spirit, that Jesus, the head of the church, received. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Isn't that awesome? Yes. I'm an heir of the Holy Ghost. God is my inheritance. That's awesome. Praise God. Amen. Now, look at Psalm 133. I think you'll find this to be interesting. Psalm 133, and we see the same inheritance in manifestation. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Notice it says in Psalm 133, "Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren and sisters to dwell together in unity. It is like the precious oil upon the head." Oil is a type of the Holy Spirit. Notice that the Holy Spirit hits the head first. Jesus, as the head of the new creation, as the head of the body of Christ, Jesus, the oil of the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the inheritance of the Holy Spirit, hit the head first. And then notice what happens. It's like the precious oil upon the head running down on the beard. The beard represents maturity. It represents eldership or leadership. It flows down upon the ministry gifts, the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, the teacher, and then running the beard of Aaron, running down on the edge of his garments. That's the righteous body of Christ. It's like the dew of Hermon descending upon the mountains of Zion. Zion is a type of the church. For there, look at this. Here, right back to it again. For there, the Lord commanded the blessing, life forevermore, eternal life. Praise God. Notice that when Jesus ascended on high and the oil, the anointing hit Jesus the head of the body, it flowed down on the beard, onto eldership and leadership, all those apostles in that upper room. Then it started flowing out to Jerusalem, Samaria, Judea, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And that holy anointing and that heavenly inheritance is still flowing all over the earth, including Kentucky and Ohio or wherever you're watching. That inheritance belongs to you. It's still flowing down from the head and still flowing on the garments of the body of Christ. But notice this, it's there, where that anointing flows, where that Holy Spirit is received, there the Lord commanded the blessing. Amen. The commanded blessing is where the Holy Ghost is flowing in an operation. It is a commanded blessing. Amen. Praise God. Many times, you know, we have a revelation flowing in the earth now about that, you know, the law of Moses. We're no longer under the law of Moses, no longer under those commandments in the law of Moses. And that is true. But that doesn't mean we're not under commandments. It doesn't mean we're not under the law of the Lord Jesus, which is different than the law of Moses. Notice John chapter 16. I think you'll find this to be interesting. Don't lose your place in Psalm 133, because we're going to talk a minute about the commanded blessing. The commanded blessing of the Lord. All right. John chapter 16. Praise God. This is awesome. I'm looking for a particular passage where he says, yeah, it's 14. John chapter 14. Notice what he says in verse 15. If you love me, this is Jesus talking. If you love me, keep my commandments. Now, we automatically read that as the Ten Commandments or the commandments of Moses, and they're not. The commandments of Jesus are not the commandments of Moses. He said, if you love me, instead of keeping those commandments, keep my commandments. Now, remember, he said, wherever that anointing flows, that's where the commanded blessing is. I'll just give it to you up front, then we'll give you the scriptures. The commandment of the Lord is be blessed by the power and glory of the Holy Ghost. To walk in the commandments of the new covenant, you're walking in the blessing of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. That's where his commanded blessing is. Amen. So he says, if you love me, keep my commandments. What's his commandment? Blessed. And he said, and that's a conjunction. So you can't separate verse 15 from verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he dwells with you and will be in you. Notice Jesus immediately goes from talking about his commandments to the Holy Spirit. The new commandment of the new covenant is not keep the law of Moses. It is receive the Holy Ghost, where the commanded blessing is. The commandment of the Lord Jesus is be filled with the Holy Ghost. He says, if you love me, you're going to get born again, and you're going to receive the Holy Spirit and flow in the fullness of the Holy Spirit, because my commandment is for you to be filled with the Holy Ghost and receive that other helper and walk in the commanded blessing. That's good news. He said, if you'll keep my commandments. Well, what is his commandments? Well, here he alludes that it's the Holy Spirit. Notice in verse 21, same thought. He who has my commandments and keeps them. It is he who loves me, and he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him. And notice this, and manifest myself to him. Circle the word manifest. What's Jesus talking about? You guys know where I'm going. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 7. The Apostle Paul says, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to each one for the profit of all. What Jesus is talking about is the commandment to be filled with the Holy Spirit, baptized with the Holy Spirit, and flowing in the gifts of the Spirit. That, he says, if you love me, you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, you're going to receive the Holy Ghost, and you're going to flow in the power of the Holy Spirit. And it says, my Father will love you. How's he going to love you? By giving you the Holy Spirit. By giving you his inheritance, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Isn't that good news?